What is in a name, anyway? And what does a word from our outpost mean? Listen in to find out more.
Welcome to A Word from Our Outpost
with Joseph and Crystal Gruber,
a podcast for Catholic disciples who are wrestling to be missionary-minded in their normal everyday lives.
We're recording.
We're live.
I feel like we should pray before we do this.
Oh. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Direct, O Lord, our actions by thy holy inspiration, that every word and work of ours may begin in thee, and by thee be happily ended. We ask this in your most holy name. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. So we have a podcast now.
Finally.
And it's called A Word from Our Outpost.
What a name.
What a name. Would it be worthwhile telling people why that's the name of a podcast that they haven't listened to?
I think so.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's break it down.
Break it down now.
So.
A.
Crystal's Canadian. Seemed a fitting way to start.
Don't you know? Now, another thing is that we're not claiming anything definitive. A is sort of general.
In which, by which she means, we're not experts. We don't have, like, we're not giving expert testimony on trial or anything.
We do want to be true to the teachings of the Magisterium of the Catholic Church.
That is true. We actually both made a profession of, what was it called? Something, an oath of fidelity. That's what it is. An oath of fidelity to the Magisterium. So in no way do we want to ever speak contrary to the teachings of the Church, and in all ways we want to support the teachings of the Church.
And if you find that we are doing that, please call us out on it.
Are not doing it.
Yeah. For like saying that. Untrue things, call us out.
There we go.
Along with that, we also want to be true to nature, because we think God created nature in order.
Right. So we want to speak according to both the light of revelation and the light of natural reason.
And like I mentioned, we're open to correction. We're also open to pushback. We're saying it's a word. We think there's probably other additional ideas, and we'd like to hear them.
And we doubt we'll even exhaust all of our ideas throughout the course of podcasting. Or at least that's the hope, what with being infinite, unrepeatable mysteries. At least one of us is. You are.
I'm pretty sure you are, too.
Well, we'll find out. If we run dry after an episode or two, maybe we're not so infinite and unrepeatable mysteries. Anyway, so not definitive, but a fitting beginning.
And with that, it's we're wrestling. We want to wrestle with you. We want you to wrestle. This isn't about being perfect now. It's about being in touch with reality and getting better and making small progress, which we don't like, but we know that it's important.
Right. It would be awesome to start with the word from our outpost, but in all due humility, we'll start with a word.
And speaking of a word, why a word?
I believe it's because we decided to keep our sound effects throughout the podcast to a minimum.
That makes things a little easier. We also want to call to mind the word, because there is a the word, the living word of God, the Holy Scriptures.
Jesus also, the word incarnate.
Mm-hmm.
But also we're talking about talking, right? We're trying to talk about our experience as missionaries and our formation as missionaries and offering the principles and some practicals, but via the medium of speech. We're abstracting what we're trying into words in the hopes that it can take on flesh with you.
Mm-hmm. Also, we like words.
That may be the one thing that you'll take away throughout the course of our well-nigh limitless podcasts that are in the future.
I also originally really wanted the podcast just to be called Our Outpost.
But I wanted it to have a modifier, because if it was Our Outpost and you were listening to it, that would seem to indicate that we were actually physically present, but we're not. This is actually one of the biggest limitations to things like podcasts. They're not actually conversations present to you in real time. They're removed. But with that, we're very hopeful that any conversation that we might have either with each other or with other people would be conversations that would engender conversations among our listeners, that you would take any ideas that we've tossed out and wrestle with them, not just interiorly, but exteriorly, with friends, family, coworkers, neighbors, people on the bus, people sitting next to you in traffic on a nice warm day with the windows down.
In the same way that the word became flesh, we want these words to leak into your life, to become flesh in your life as well. So the from
our outpost to your outpost.
If you're baptized, you have an outpost.
Basically, if you walk into a room, that room now has a representative of a kingdom, not of this world. You are an outpost, and we are an outpost. Whether you are a family or a single person or in religious life, if you're still breathing, then you're baptized, then you are an enfleshed outpost.
An hour, in part, we want to share our experience and training that we have. So we've been missionaries with Focus for
a number of years.
The better part of a decade, some might say. And so originally we talked about the outpost, and that would have been easier to say. That's why we talked about it. But we're not the outpost. This is our outpost, but you have one too. And we want to make sure that people know that there are lots of ways to do this, and that everyone can have one.
Also, we're not an outpost. We're persons. My wife and I, we actually exist. We actually are trying to do something together, and it's that thing that we're trying to share. It's not some amorphous blob of this Christian life lived evangelically. It's our life that we, at times at least, try to live evangelically.
So,
go ahead, after you.
So, why outpost? What is an outpost?
That is the question,
it
right?
Is the question.
We sort of left that dangling until the end.
We did.
Huh. So, there's this incredible book called The Soul of the Apostolate. It's by Jean-Baptiste Chautard. And it's an incredible book because it basically blows apart a lot of the Catholic programs that people use to try to attract people back to the Catholic faith, and says we don't need programs, we need holiness. And the soul of any apostolic endeavor, so apostle meaning one who is sent, an apostolate is that which we are sent to. The soul of the apostolate is the interior life. Which sometimes I just wonder, what exactly is an exterior life, you know? I'm not talking to my wife right now. I'm talking to the recorder right now in the hopes it will respond.
Since my response earlier was not very good, apparently.
Nope.
And you didn't find my interior life looking into my ear?
No, I did not. It was not visible. It was an invisible interior life. But the interior life being the life of prayer, the life of in which decisions are made, in which thoughts are had, and in which an interior dialogue is had with our Lord. And he talks about forming just a few people into shock troops. This is Jean-Baptiste Chautard in Soul of the Apostolate, forming these shock troops. And it's a really cool idea, militarily speaking, because the shock troops were the ones who were very well trained to bust through enemy lines and make it past the first wave and just be in the middle of the fray, enemies all around, and to take the people several layers in by surprise, and to cause disorder and confusion and totally disrupt the enemy. So basically, Jean-Baptiste Chatard said, the real way to have an apostolate is by forming people and then throwing them in the middle of the enemy's territory. Thanks, Jean-Baptiste Chatard. Thanks.
So here we are in enemy territory, trying to learn how to fight the good fight. And one of the big things we've learned is so often when we use sort of this fighting language, when we realize we're behind enemy lines, we're in the world, in the devil's territory, we tend to put our defenses up. And when we approach our neighbors, when we approach other human beings, we need to actually be putting our defenses down.
In military terms, the people who we can see are usually the enemies if we're the shock troops. But it's quite the reverse on the spiritual battlefield, because the people that we see are not the enemies. The enemies we have are principles, principalities, dominions, powers, authorities. Was there another one?
Maybe.
Could be.
We'll check.
Someday. So we actually need to learn how to put our defenses down to the people we see and actually keep our defenses up spiritually. And this is where we get our behinds kicked often. So we'll talk about that from time to time.
And to carry on and expand on the soul of the apostolic shock troop ideas, we need to take into account what happens when we're there for a while. So oftentimes we're not sent in the middle of one battle and then we get to leave and go rejoin our troops for a time.
Or just have the battle be won for the day or lost for the day and everybody goes home.
We're in it. We're in it every day when we wake up, and there isn't really a way to kind of go back home to the kingdom for a reprieve in this life. I mean, I guess the Mass is that.
Eucharistic adoration.
Okay, so there are ways.
I could go on.
But it's a wearying place to be in the shock troops, in the outpost. So to understand more even what the military looks at an outpost as. So there's a couple definitions.
We looked it up online.
One is our source
Merriam-Webster, maybe?
All right.
Could be Merriam-Webster.
The dictionary. So it could be a security detachment dispatched by a main body of troops to protect from enemy surprise. A military base established by treaty or agreement in another country. Or the third definition is an outlying or frontier settlement, an outlying branch or position of a main organization or group.
And what we've been noticing is that the family, especially, seems to be this outlying or frontier settlement, a branch or position of a main organization. Like we are representing the church as our family in the world. We are ambassadors for Christ. So there's this sense that we're stationed in the world.
And we are connected to the kingdom of heaven. We're connected spiritually. Presently, we're in a position where we are physically connected to a church, which is a reminder to us that we are this settlement of the kingdom of heaven. But wherever we are as baptized persons, we are there. We are settling in that place, at least for the moment, if not for a longer period of time, as a member of the kingdom of heaven.
Surrounded by enemies. And this is to contrast with what we might call an inpost, which is, I think, what we would love to be some days. So not in enemy territory, doesn't have to interact with people who disagree, stationed there, isolated from the fray. And it's the equivalent of, some people call it the holy huddle, or the Christian jacuzzi or the Catholic jacuzzi, where everybody just sits there because it's warm and safe and comfortable. And to know that, no, actually, we're not called to be the inpost. We're called to be an outpost, which means jumping into the frigid, frigid main pool of water and be surrounded.
But it's important to remember when we're there, when we get through into that enemy territory, when we establish our outpost, that actually will belong to our Lord. The battle has been won. We know who the victor is. We might not get to see our particular neighborhood or a particular area in our lifetime be totally transformed for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but it does belong to Him. So to have confidence, you're supposed to be where you are. You have been sent to be where you are. We have been sent to be where we are.
And we've been trained to be where we are, our life experiences, the formation we've received. But we've also been sent to continue to be formed. And that's something about an outpost, the militaristic language, the piece that we didn't talk about, that we didn't put in our notes to talk about, is that it's a place of what should be discipline, even heightened discipline, knowing that we are being watched by the enemy. So we're called to be disciplined, we're called to be trained, really, and to continue in our training.
And that's hard. And I think that that's part of why we wanted to start podcasting, because give us impetus to do that training and to share that, and also to build community with other people that are doing that.
Because we're guessing it's not just hard for us. Mm-hmm. It would be easy to believe, because it's a lie from hell, that it's only hard for us. But we have a suspicion that other people are trying to be intentional about living out their Catholic lives in the world might be in need of some formation and might desire to talk about what that looks like and what are resources and what are ideas and what are paradigms and what are insights. And we are too. And any that we have are yours for the asking. Even if you don't ask, we will likely still podcast them. But yeah, to be confident that we are here for a reason. We're supposed to be here. God has a purpose for us. We may not fully know it in this life, but we will be told it in the next. Therefore, we should trust Him. We are sent.
And so,
this is the first A word from our outpost. The first word from our outpost? I'll skip the A. Sorry.
That's okay. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Should we close in a glory be?
Sure. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Take my hand, let's be. From our outpost to yours, thanks for listening. And a special thanks to John Mark Skoch.
That's Skoch.
For the music.
Check him out on Spotify.